2007年中考英语听力试题，南昌市。一，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一小题，听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。
One, what's your plan after graduating, Bill?
Well, my parents want me to be a teacher, while I'd prefer to be a journalist.
Two, excuse me, is this seat taken?
I'm afraid so. The boy has left some books here and gone to get his meal. You may take that one. The girl has finished her lunch and left.
Three, why not go to visit the Science Museum today, James?
I'm afraid we can't. It opens only from 2 to 5 on Wednesday afternoon.
You mean we have to wait until tomorrow?
I guess so.
Four, do you like playing golf or tennis, David?
Neither. I'd prefer to spend time listening to songs.
What kind of songs do you like best?
All of them. I really don't have a favorite.
Five, did you have the meeting yesterday afternoon?
Oh, yes. I was almost asleep during that 1 hour meeting.
An hour? But it seemed much longer. At least 2 hours, I thought.
That's because it was too boring.
Six. Is this car yours, Joe?
No, mine is black. Isn't it Jill's? Hers is blue.
Yes, but hers is light blue, while this one is dark.
Then it must be John's, I think.
Seven. What's the time by your watch?
It's already 4:30. Do you think we can finish the job in an hour?
Certainly not. I'm afraid we need 2 hours at least.
Oh, gosh.
Eight. It's freezing, isn't it?
Yes, very. Though it's sunny.
Shall we go out for a walk this afternoon?
We'd better stay at home. The weatherman says it'll be cloudy soon, and then rain.
Nine. May I borrow these 3 books, Mr. Black?
I'm afraid not, Angela. You borrowed 2 yesterday, and, you know, each student can only borrow 4 at most.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. 10. Did you see the football match yesterday evening, David?
Oh, I missed it, Alice. By the time I turned on the TV, it had already finished.
Never mind. It's just a waste of time.
二，听下面三段对话。听完第一段对话后，回答第11至13小题。听完第二段对话后，回答第14至16小题。听完第三段对话后，回答第17至20小题。听每段对话前，你都有40秒钟的时间阅读各小题。
Dialogue 1. Good morning, can I help you, sir?
Yes, please. Could you tell me the time of the last train to Sydney this evening?
There's one at 8:20, but I'm afraid you are a little late. All the tickets have been booked already.
Then the time of the first one tomorrow morning?
The first train leaves at 9:15.
Can you tell me when it arrives, so that I can ask my friend to come and meet us?
It arrives at 12:30, but maybe a little late because of the bad weather.
Okay. How much does a ticket cost?
$20 and half for a child below 12.
All right. I'd like 2 tickets and another one for a child of the age of 10. Here's the money.
Thank you. Dialogue 2. What's the date today, Sam?
May the 10th. Why, Mary?
No, it's May the 11th. And tomorrow is Mother's birthday. Don't you remember?
Oh, I nearly forgot it. So, what should we get her as a present? Do you have any good ideas?
What about a pair of shoes?
Don't you remember we sent her a pair several years ago?
Yes, What about a new handbag, then?
Not bad. Hers looks too old. So, let's go shopping together after class, shall we?
Sure. And don't forget a delicious cake for the party, as usual, too. When shall we meet, then?
I'll wait for you at the school gate at 4:30 this afternoon.
Sorry, I'm on duty today, and I have to clean the classroom. Would you please make it half an hour later? You can do your homework first in your classroom.
Well, then come to the playground when you finish cleaning. I will play football there, waiting for you.
All right. See you then. Dialogue 3. Haven't seen you for months, Hans.
Oh, Nancy, it's you. Yes, I've just returned from England.
England? For what?
Learning English, of course.
I thought you were there travelling or visiting your relatives. Where have you been there?
I mainly stayed in London, learning. And I travelled to many other cities, such as Manchester, Liverpool and so on.
How long have you been in England? For a month?
6 weeks, in fact. I spent 4 weeks studying and 2 weeks travelling.
What was the weather like there? Was it hot, like in Nanchang?
Not at all. It was cool there.
I hear it's always foggy, isn't it?
Oh, it used to be. When I was there, it was always sunny.
You must have taken many pictures there. Do show them to me next time.
No problem.
3. 听下面一段短文，然后根据短文内容回答第21至25小题。听短文前，你有50秒钟的时间阅读各小题。
Welcome to the Guide Dogs Training Centre, boys and girls. First, let me tell you something about guide dogs. In 1918, a doctor and his pet dog walked with a soldier who was blind. The doctor went into the hospital for a short time. When he came out, he saw his pet had guided the soldier onto the other side of the hospital yard safely. So he taught a dog to guide a person, and it worked out well. Germany helped start a program to teach dogs to be guides. Dorothy, an American woman, went to Germany to find out about the guide dogs. When she came back to the United States, she wrote about it for a magazine. Soon, more people came to know of the guide dogs. The best dogs for the job are clever and fit. It takes more than 2 years to train a little dog to be a guide dog. When the dog is 14 months old, it learns many instructions. Then the owner and the dog meet, and they practice for 4 weeks. Have I made myself clear? Okay, let's go on visiting.
This is the end of side A, tape 3.